obviously, you know, we have limited time to, you know, run a lot of the plays. A lot of it's our walkthroughs. The only live thing we've done this week and will do is just a little 7-on-7 today with the pass game. So, you know, guys got to be sharp on knowing where they're lining up, what they're doing, and you know, have a lot of walkthroughs. A lot of times you go over that kind of stuff, so we should be good in that category.
Is there a physical component to making sure your body's ready on such a short amount of time?
Yeah, no doubt. You know, especially for the big guys up front on both sides who do a lot of the hitting, just, you know, making sure their bodies get recovered, get well rested, you know, hydrated. All those things are important, and to make sure, you know, you're physically able to go out there and play at a high level.
How anxious are you to get back out there on the field, given what's happened the first 2 weeks?
Yeah, I guess that's a good thing about a short week is that, you know, you don't have a whole lot of time to reflect on the past. You know, just get back out there, start preparing, and go out there and see if we can put four quarters together and play a complete game and get a win.
You have less options with Parker gone. I mean, is Jeremy Davis ready to go?
Yeah, he's gonna have to be, and so you know, we're gonna need some guys to step up. Need some guys to you know, make some plays, and you know, so we'll be moving guys around. Ruben's gonna have to, you know, move him around some, get him playing different spots, and so, you know, should be. But you know, guys are prepared for that, and you know, should be in good shape.
You said as recently as yesterday that Preston will be fine, and you're gonna get him back going. What does his release say to you?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I really just found out about it very, very, you know, recently. I just kind of didn't see him at practice today and was wondering what was going on. So no one told me. I didn't know about it, didn't hear about it until, you know, until then. So, shocked by it, you know, what, didn't see that coming, but, you know. Hey, some other guys are going to have to step up, and some guys are going to have to make some plays.
Does it send a message in any way in your mind and in the player's mind?
I wouldn't take it as that, but obviously we got to start making plays. We got to do our job better and get some wins.
How do you deal with a week like this, with everything that's happened and the mistakes that were made in the first 2 weeks and some criticism that we haven't heard about you in such a long time?
Well, you know, just try to get back to finding wins. Nothing a win can't fix. And so, you know, there's always going to be mistakes. I think we as a team, we got to be careful and make sure we're not dwelling too much on the mistakes. There's been a lot of good things, you know, a lot of positive things. There are some things we can get, you know, do better. There's some things we can improve on. Let's you know, acknowledge those, get better at those. But there's a lot of things we've been doing well. We got to keep doing well.
What's the difference between this 0-2 start and the 0-2 start in 2007? Do you feel the difference? Is there any comparison?
0-2 is 0-2. So you know, try to work to get a win and get back on track.
I'm
you
know, playing in the division too with Washington.
Yeah, you know, they're playing good football right now. They have a, you know, very talented players all over. They do a great job getting a rush. They haven't been on the field much defensively. Their offense has held the ball, and they've been great on third down, getting guys off the field. So, you know, we're gonna have a challenge to stay on the field, have some drives, convert on third downs, and you know, block their guys up. They got a good front four, and they get good pressure, and they get good players in the secondary.
Eli, I'm sure you remember that 0-2 start in 2007 was stopped by a goal line stand by the defense in week three. How much can one series, one play, really swing the momentum for a team?
Yeah, I mean, I think, a win or a certain drive is something to get the team some confidence can make a big difference. Just get, you know, something to be excited about. So, you know, we got to go out there and put ourselves in situations to win in the fourth quarter like we've been doing. But now we just got to, you know, do the job and finish the job that we started. And it's all about how we finish and doing whatever it takes, making whatever plays, and someone stepping up to get the win.
I guess it's the second divisional matchup in the first 3 weeks of the season. How important is it to not drop another one?
Definitely. You know, all the division games are important, and early in the year, you want to try to go out there and get a win, so it's a big game for us.
You've said several times now players got to step up and make plays. Do you still feel like there's enough talent in this room to get everything done? It's just a matter of guys playing the way they're supposed to?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's definitely enough talent. I think we've, you know, from an offensive standpoint, I think we've been close. You know, we've had good drives. We've got, you know, moved the ball well. We've converted on third downs. We've done a lot of good things. You know, just kind of like, hey, you know, we got to finish the game. We got to finish our drives. We got to, when we get down in the red zone, we got to put things together. We got to score touchdowns. We got to, you know, make those plays down there.
Yeah,